We need to make official contact with the extraterrestrials. While the Pentagon is trying to deny knowing UAPs are alien vessels, the number of sightings seems to be increasing. One has to wonder how long, if ever, it will be before the powers that be there admit extraterrestrials are coming here. When one thinks about all these denials, they realize they have been going on for a lifetime. Many people have been born and died since this has been going on. It is almost as if the extraterrestrials have added more ways for trying to reach us. They not only have contacted adults, but have also contacted children on several or more occasions, and these are only the times we know about. Why would they contact children and, in most if not all cases, tell them to protect the Earth? I believe they are trying to ingrain this idea into them for life and perhaps create influential future grown-ups who have thought about this almost their entire lives. Perhaps one or more of these children will actually somehow save the Earth someday. The second reason I believe is the extraterrestrials want to let the children know they care and, under the right circumstances, would join with humans to do this. One of the problems aliens have right now is the relations are so fractured between countries, even the extraterrestrials would probably not be able to unite us in any cause. I don't know how this could ever be rectified. It isn't the fact we don't have one world government, as some would have us believe, it is the fact we have never been able to all get along throughout history. We don't trust each other as far as countries are concerned. Even allied countries are suspicious of each other and spy on each other. The aliens seem to have been coming to this planet for quite a long time, and I am sure they realize this. All these crazy ideas some have in the government have about protecting us from the aliens by either destroying their craft or building defenses against, is just a bunch of rot. The people have to realize we could never be a match for them. The sooner we do away with this kind of thinking, the better off we will be. The problem is there are always war hawks in any large group, and the government is not an exception. Some of these people actually believe we earthbound folks could win a fight with aliens. What is wrong with them? One would think they learned their lesson with the number of times they tried to intercept a UAP and even shoot it down. Sure, in the early days they might have gotten one because the aliens didn't put up their shields, or some reason like that. Because they never thought we would do that, but they learned fast. This is why there are so many cases of warplanes being sent up after UAPs, and when they get close their instruments fail and their weapons go offline. If the aliens wanted, they could just disrupt all the electronics and knock our planes out of the sky. I have said many times they do not think like us. They may not even know the concept of restricted airspace, and it seems they believe they should be able to travel anywhere in our atmosphere they want, without being attacked. When we get advanced enough, if we ever do, and go to populated planets where the beings are hundreds of years behind us in technology, what would be our reply if they sent up biplanes to try and shoot us down? Would we be as charitable as the extraterrestrials and just jam them up somehow without hurting them, or would we shoot them down? The extraterrestrials, for the most part, who are coming here don't seem to want their reputations become one of killers, but one has to admit the tests they have been accused of performing on abductees is not pleasant, and shouldn't happen. There has long been a rumor the government had made a deal with the extraterrestrials to allow them to do this in return for advanced technology as long as they returned the individuals unharmed. I would hope this is not true, because if it is a betrayal of the citizens of this country and any other country where this is going on. If only we could figure out how to all get along on this planet with each other. It could turn out the aliens might just get sick of all the fighting at some point and restrict us to this planet, or God forbid, just wipe us out, believing we are just too dangerous to others to exist, or even to allow off the planet to explore other planets. We could become a Botany Bay, which was a place in Australia the British sent their prisoners. How do we know we haven't been slowed down already in our space technology? Look how long we have been using rockets to travel in space, which restrict where we can travel to due to their slow speed and need for fuel. Have other better ways been discovered which have been kept from us to keep us in our own solar system? Some of the famous scientists and inventors have credited their inventions to a thought that came into their minds, and some have said the complete details appeared. Could we purposely be pushed along at a slow speed into space to give us time to see if we can reform our ways? Are extraterrestrials responsible for putting thoughts into our minds that slowly advance our technology? I am not saying every invention happens this way, just every once in a while, one of those inventions may have been given to us. If we are being controlled to some degree, why are things getting worse? Why is there so much friction between countries? There could be several reasons for this. Maybe there is no alien involvement. It could be because one or another country wants to become the most powerful, or there is a move to destroy the United States as a world power. Politicians are certainly not helping the situation. If we figure out how to get along with the extraterrestrials, it just might help us also get along with other countries. As a matter of fact, if that happens, they in turn might be able to help us do just that. We should be trying to make contact if we haven't already. This could just be the change we need to save ourselves and our planet.